An inferno is raging across large parts of Chile. These are the deadliest wildfires on record, and they're destroying everything in their path. In Santa Julia, 83-year-old Eduardo Carrasco inspects what's left of the property he's lived in his entire life. This is where the iron stove was, he says. His cat and his dog were burnt alive with everything he and his family owned.
Suddenly, from inside and on top of the house, the flames came. There was nothing we could do but to escape.
Wildfires can be fickle. Don Eduardo's watermelons and a few chickens that hid in the vegetable patch survived. But not his two neighbors, who were engulfed by flames when they tried to escape. Scores of people are still missing in the nearby hills, many presumed dead. These satellite images demonstrate how much the fires have spread since Friday. A lethal cocktail of extreme heat, strong winds, and a prolonged drought is mostly to blame.
Fires are continuing to smolder all over this area and in other parts of the Biobío and Ñuble region of South Central Chile. And if the winds pick up, as authorities seem to believe they will, it will spread much, much further.
This farmer, who also lost his house, blames Chile's powerful forestry companies, who've planted eucalyptus and pine trees all over the region.
Their trees suck up all the water here. There's nothing left for us. And it's turned our land into a matchbox.
Still, most people who've lost everything tell us they've already dried their tears.
Our country is very peculiar. If we don't get hit by earthquakes, we have tsunamis or floods and now fires. So we, Chileans, have learned to be resilient.
Chile's government has begun receiving assistance from its neighbors and Spain to help exhausted firefighters. As we see more new fires emerging from the nearby hills, it's obvious that help can't come fast enough. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santa Juana, Chile.